Turning our attention now to the ASX. Here's Matt Burney and Bulls and Bears with the latest public company views and interviews.
Welcome to Bulls and Bears, brought to you today by mineral explorer Strickland Metals, ASX code STK. I'm Matt Burney and I'm joined now by the incoming Managing Director of Strickland Metals, Paul Lapiniere. Hi, Paul.
G'day, Matt. How are you?
I'm good. Okay, so Strickland Metals picked up a cool $61 million via the sale of its Millrose Gold project near Wiluna last year. And since then, the company has been producing some stellar gold intersections at its Yandal Gold Project, also in northern WA. In a recent surprise move, however, Strickland picked up a massive polymetallic project headlined by Gold in Serbia from Ibera Capital, a well-known mining fund that has about $150 million under management. And the deal comes with two of Ibera's heavyweights, Paul Lapiniere and Dr. John Horonsky. Okay, Paul, you're about to take the reins at Strickland as MD. Well done. Tell me, what's the existing resource at this new Serbian project, and what's the name of it?
So the project's called Rogozna, and currently we've got 5.4 million gold equivalent in inferred resources, and that sits within two deposits, Copper Canyon and Shanats. So the metals mix within that is basically 60% gold, 20% copper, and 20% zinc, lead, silver.
Are there any opportunities to grow that resource, and if so, where?
Absolutely. So those resources, as I said, sit within two deposits. We've actually got another two deposits defined by drilling as well, and those deposits currently have an exploration target. So one of them's called Medenovac. That has an exploration target of approximately 55 to 85 million tonnes at 1.2 to 1.8% zinc, 0.2 to 0.3% copper, and 0.5 to 0.7 grams per tonne gold. And the second deposit is Gradina. This is a gold-only deposit, so it's currently got 40 to 60 million tonnes in the exploration target with gold grades of 1.2 to 1.7 and a little bit of zinc, 0.2 to 0.3% zinc.
Have you done any drilling outside of the existing resource, or is that about to start?
Yeah, so those two that I just mentioned in the exploration target, they've got 40,000 metres of drilling on them already, and we're about to embark on a really aggressive drill program with another 60,000 metres.
What's the best drill hit so far outside of the resource?
Probably the best drill hit is at Medenovac. That's 352 metres at 2.1 grams gold equivalent. Importantly, within that, we get a high-grade zone of almost 100 metres at 5.1 grams gold equivalent.
Very quickly, what does the deal look like for Strickland to pick up this project? What are the key terms?
So the key terms for the deal is 34.2 million in Strickland shares. Those shares will be escrowed for 18 months, and there's also Strickland are also covering some of the overheads going forward. So the total cost to Strickland is about 37 million, and Ibera will become about a 19% shareholder in Strickland.
And what about your Yandal project in WA? Will you run that in parallel, or will that take a back seat?
No, I won't take a back seat. In fact, we've already started drilling there for this season, and we'll continue drilling Yandal over the next 12 to 18 months with the two rigs. So absolutely no change to the plan at Yandal.
Paul Lapiniere from Strickland Metals, thanks for joining me on Bulls and Bears. And remember, we're only here to give you information, not advice, which you should, of course, seek independently. I'm Matt Burney, and this is Bulls and Bears.
For more public company interviews, go to the Money page on the 6PR, 2GB, 3AW and 4BC websites and click the Public Companies tab.